Let's dive into something super cool today. We're going to be talking about how to turn your spreadsheets, you know, those everyday spreadsheets, into these data gathering powerhouses.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, right? Like, web scraping used to be this kind of mysterious technical thing, but now with tools like Google Apps Script, it's really something that, you know, anyone can learn and use.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we're breaking down today. It's like how you can use this this Google Apps Script to basically scrape websites and pull that information, all that good stuff, directly into your spreadsheets.
Yeah. Imagine, like, you need competitor pricing, right? From a bunch of different stores online.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be amazing to have a spreadsheet, you know, that just, like, updates itself automatically?
Oh, that'd be a dream.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
So many possibilities. You know, when you start thinking about all the different types of data you can gather, it's really kind of endless.
Okay, so I got to ask, like, for those of us who are maybe new to this, what exactly is Google Apps Script? Like, I'm good with spreadsheets. I use them all the time, but I'm not a coding whiz or anything.
Right.
So what is it?
No, that's totally fine. Apps Script is basically a scripting language.
Right.
That lives inside Google Sheets. It's based on JavaScript, but you don't need to be like a JavaScript expert to use it. So think of it as like a way to give your spreadsheet those special abilities.
I like that. It's like giving them superpowers or something.
Exactly. You write instructions in App Script and it follows those instructions. It goes out, grabs the information you need, and brings it back to your spreadsheet like magic.
Okay. So it's our little data fetcher. It's a little helper.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm starting to get it. But what are the actual tools? Like, how do we make this magic happen? What are the key ingredients in our web scraping recipe?
Okay, well, there are a few core tools we'll use. First, we've got URL fetch app. That's like our data retriever, right? It's the part of App Script that goes out and fetches the content of a web page.
Okay, so if we want data from a website, URL fetch app is our go-to guy.
Exactly. And then we've got Cheerio. Cheerio is, well, you can think of it like a really efficient data detective, right?
Okay.
It can sift through the code of a website and pinpoint those exact pieces of information you are looking for.
Okay. So URL fetch app grabs the whole page, and then Cheerio comes in and helps us find, you know, that needle in the haystack, the specific data.
You got it. And to help Cheerio find exactly what we want, we often use regular expressions. Those are basically search patterns that help us be very specific about the data we're after. Like, let's say you want to extract prices. You can use a regular expression that looks for, you know, dollar signs, decimal points, numbers, that sort of thing.
Got it. So regular expressions are like giving Cheerio a set of instructions on what to look for within all that code. Like, hey, go find this.
Precisely. And then we have Spreadsheet app. That lets App Script talk to our spreadsheet. So when Cheerio has found that data, and, you know, Spreadsheet app says, hey, spreadsheet, add this to a new row.
So we've got our fetcher, our finder, our refiner, and our deliverer.
That's a great way to put it.
Sounds like a pretty powerful team.
They definitely get the job done.
Okay, this is cool. I want to try it. So where do I even start? Like, if I'm going to build my first web scraper, do I need, like, some fancy software or a special coding degree?
Nope. It's simpler than you might think.
Oh, good.
You start right inside your Google Sheet, believe it or not. Just go up to the extensions menu and you'll see App Script. That's where the magic happens.
Oh, it's like a secret coding lab hidden in my spreadsheet.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm in. I'm in the script editor. Now what?
Now, you write a bit of JavaScript code using those tools we talked about. Let's say you want to get the name, the price, and the availability of a product from an online store. You would tell URL fetch app, go to this product page. Then use Cheerio to find the parts of the code with the product name, price, and availability. You might even use a regular expression to clean up the price a bit, maybe remove any extra symbols or text.
Okay, so I'm writing instructions for App Script to follow.
Yes, and once you've written the code, you run it, and boom, watch the data appear in your spreadsheet.
Oh, that's so cool.
No more copying and pasting, it's all automated.
Oh, I love it. It feels like we're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, for sure.
So what happens when the websites, you know, aren't so straightforward? What are some of the challenges that we might bump into, you know, out there in the real world of web scraping?
You're right. Not all websites are, shall we say, scraper friendly. One common challenge is dealing with websites that load content slowly or maybe in a more complex way. You know how URL fetch app grabs the content of a web page? Well, some websites use JavaScript to load data after that initial page load.
Oh.
And URL fetch app might miss that dynamic content if we're not careful.
Ah, so it's like taking a snapshot, but before everything's fully in place.
Yeah. Like a camera with a slow shutter speed.
Gotcha. So what can we do about that?
Well, a couple of tricks. One solution is to introduce delays in our code, right? This gives the website enough time to fully load all of its content before URL fetch app swoops in.
Oh, so we're telling our scraper to be patient. Just wait a second.
Exactly. Another trick is to use something called user agent strings, right? It's a way to disguise our scraper so it looks like, you know, just a regular web browser to the website.
It's like putting on a disguise.
Exactly. And for those really tough cases where websites are, well, being extra tricky, we can use more powerful tools, things like Puppeteer or Cloud Functions. These let us control a full web browser in the cloud, which can handle pretty much any website out there.
Okay. Sounds like we have a whole arsenal to combat these website challenges.
Oh, yeah.
So even if it's trying to be difficult, we can usually find a way to get the data we need.
You got it. And the best part is, even with these challenges, you know, AppScript gives you a fantastic foundation.
This is so cool. I mean, we've gone from basic spreadsheets to building our own web scrapers.
That's right.
It's amazing what a little bit of code can do.
It really is.
I'm curious now, how are people actually using this technology in the real world? Can you give us some examples of how people are applying web scraping with AppScript to make their lives easier or their businesses more efficient? What are they doing?
Oh, absolutely. One really practical example is news monitoring. Imagine you work for a company and they want to stay on top of what's being said about them in the news, right?
Uh-huh.
Instead of having someone manually visit tons of news websites every day, you could build a scraper with AppScript that does this automatically.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So instead of, like, you know, spending hours scouring news websites, I could just have this spreadsheet that just updates itself with the latest news. Like, here's what they're saying about us.
That's right. And the best part is that approach is so versatile. You could use it to track job postings, monitor social media mentions, or even gather product reviews from various websites. Like, the possibilities are pretty much endless.
This is blowing my mind a little bit.
I mean,
we've just scratched the surface here of what's possible with web scraping. So far, we've talked about, like, the basics, the tools, some real-world applications. I want to go deeper. What about websites that require me to, like, log in? How do we get our scraper past those digital gatekeepers?
Right.
And what about websites with, like, super complex HTML structures?
Yeah.
Like, how do we navigate those tricky mazes of code?
Those are great questions. And that's exactly what we'll be diving into next time. We'll explore how to handle logins, parse those complex HTML structures, and even discuss some strategies for scaling up your scraping projects. So stay tuned.
Ooh, can't wait.
Welcome back. So last time we covered, like, the basics of web scraping with Google Apps Script, right? We talked about fetching the data, parsing it, and getting it all into our spreadsheets.
Yeah, it was cool.
But as promised, we're taking things up a notch today with some more, you know, advanced techniques.
I'm ready.
All right.
Level up those scraping skills. So what's first?
Okay, let's tackle a pretty common scenario. Websites that require you to, you know, log in before you can access certain information.
Oh, yeah.
Think social media platforms, online banking, you know, maybe even some e-commerce sites.
Yeah, those members only areas.
Right.
Lots of valuable data hidden behind those login screens.
Yeah.
So how do we get our scrapers past the velvet rope?
Okay, well, the key is to understand how these websites handle logins in the first place, right? So when you log in, the website typically gives you a special token. It's like a digital key that proves you're authorized to be there.
It's like a secret handshake. Like, hey, I'm supposed to be here. Let me in.
Exactly. And with AppScript, we can handle this using the URL fetch app, right? Our data retriever. Well, it can do more than just fetch data. It can also send along extra information with the request.
Oh,
including things like headers, authorization tokens, that sort of thing.
So we can slip in our little digital key and convince the website to grant us access.
Precisely. We can even set specific headers, like a user agent string, to make our scraper look like a regular web browser. You know, some websites can be a bit picky about who they let access their data.
So it's like putting on a disguise.
Exactly.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to another challenge that often pops up in web scraping, and that is dealing with complex HTML structures. Sometimes, you know, that data you need isn't neatly organized in simple elements, right? It might be nested deep within tables, lists, or even tucked away in these weirdly structured divs.
Sounds like we need to channel our inner Sherlock Holmes to solve these HTML mysteries.
You got it. And luckily, our trusty sidekick, Cheerio, is perfect for this. Remember how we said it's like a data detective? Well, Cheerio can actually navigate those, even the most intricate HTML structures, allowing us to target, very specific elements based on their relationships with each other.
So we can tell Cheerio, like, okay, go find that piece of data that's buried inside this list item, inside this table row, within this div with this specific class name.
Exactly. And to make Cheerio's job even easier, we can use those regular expressions we talked about earlier, to filter and extract data based on specific patterns.
Like giving Cheerio a magnifying glass.
Perfect analogy. So, for example, imagine a website where the prices are displayed in different formats, right? Some have currency symbols, some don't. Some have extra text around them. With regular expressions, you can create a pattern that extracts just the numerical value of the price, no matter how it's formatted on the page.
Okay, so that sounds incredibly powerful. So with this combo of Cheerio and regular expressions, we can essentially handle any kind of HTML structure, no matter how messy or complex.
You got it. A big part of web scraping is it's all about understanding patterns and using the right tools to extract the information you need, right? It's a bit like solving a puzzle, which can be really satisfying when you finally crack the code.
I love that. Speaking of real-world puzzles, I'm always curious to hear how people are using these, these web scraping techniques to actually solve real business problems.
Sure.
Can you share maybe an example of a company that used AppScript to kind of take things to the next level?
Definitely. So let me tell you about a marketing agency that was, well, they were drowning in manual data collection.
Oh, no.
They were working on this project that involved tracking the prices of thousands of products
Oh, wow.
across different e-commerce websites, right?
Oh.
And their team was spending hours, literally hours every day, manually copying and pasting data into spreadsheets.
I can imagine that sounds awful.
Yeah, it was definitely not sustainable. So they decided to try automating the process with AppScript. They built a scraper that would visit each website, collect the prices, and then organize everything, neatly into a shared Google Sheet.
Wow. So they went from a team of humans tediously, copying and pasting data to just like having a script do all the heavy lifting.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and the impact was huge, right? Saved them a ton of time, reduced those errors significantly, and most importantly, it freed up their team to actually focus on those higher level tasks. Things like analyzing the data, developing those creative marketing
So it's
strategies.
like they went from data entry clerks to data analysts overnight.
Yeah, pretty much. It really highlights how web scraping isn't just about gathering the data, right? It's about using that data effectively to make better decisions and ultimately achieve your goals.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've seen how AppScript can help us handle those logins, navigate those complex HTML structures, and even automate those, large-scale data collection processes. But what happens when we start scraping hundreds or even thousands of websites? What are some of the challenges of, taking our scraping projects to that kind of scale?
That's a great question. And it leads us into some more advanced considerations. One of the biggest challenges you'll face is the risk of getting your IP address blocked.
Wow.
Right. So when you scrape a website, you're making these repeated requests to their server, right? And if you do this too frequently, the website might see it as suspicious activity, and block your
So
access.
it's like knocking on their door one too many times and they get annoyed and just shut the
Yeah. It's
blinds.
like setting off their digital alarm bells.
Gotcha. So how do we avoid getting blacklisted?
Well, one common approach is to use proxy services.
Okay.
A proxy acts as an intermediary between your scraper and the website, basically masking your real IP address.
So instead of like me knocking on the door directly, I send a friend to do it for me.
Exactly. It's like putting on a digital mask, right? To hide your identity.
I love these analogies.
Another option is to deploy your scrapers on, cloud platforms,
Okay.
things like Google Cloud Functions. These platforms let you run your code on servers with rotating IP addresses, which makes it, much harder for websites to block you.
So it's like we have a whole team of friends with different disguises knocking on the door.
Exactly. Now, another challenge with large-scale scraping is, well, data overload, right?
Oh, right.
When you're collecting vast amounts of data, those spreadsheets can get, well, overwhelming.
Yeah.
difficult to manage.
It's like trying to drink from a fire hose.
Yes, exactly. So what we can do is use App Script to trigger functions, right?
Okay.
Within Google Sheets that can actually analyze and summarize the data as it's being collected. This way, you can keep those spreadsheets focused on the most important information without getting bogged down by all that raw data.
So instead of storing like every little detail, we're basically using App Script to create like a summary of the data.
Yeah, it's like having an assistant who sifts through those mountains of data and highlights, those key insights.
That's a much better way to put it.
Yeah, and this can make a big difference in making that data truly actionable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is incredible. I mean, we've come a long way from those basic scrapers to handling logins, you know, that complex HTML and even the challenges of large scale projects. It's amazing to think about the potential here, but I can't help but wonder, like, where is all of this headed?
Right.
What does the future hold for web scraping?
That is a great question, and it leads us to one of the most exciting frontiers in web scraping, which is the integration of AI and machine learning.
AI in my spreadsheets.
Yeah.
This sounds futuristic.
It might sound like science fiction, but it's closer than you think. So imagine a world where your web scrapers don't just collect the data, right? But they actually analyze it, they identify patterns, and they even make predictions.
Whoa, it's like having a data scientist built into my spreadsheets.
Exactly. And this is becoming increasingly possible thanks to tools like Google's AutoML tables and TensorFlow.js. These tools let you integrate machine learning models directly into your Google Sheets,
Wow.
turning that scrape data into those actionable insights.
Can you give us like a real world example? Like, how would this actually work?
Okay, sure. So imagine a financial analyst, right? And they want to track stock prices, new sentiment, and trading volumes, all to predict market trends.
Yeah.
Traditionally, this would involve manually collecting all of that data and then using separate tools to analyze it.
Yeah.
But with the power of App Script and machine learning, they can now automate that entire process, you know?
So their spreadsheet becomes like a crystal ball,
Yeah.
predicting the future of the stock market.
Well, maybe not a crystal ball, but definitely a powerful tool for making more informed decisions.
For sure.
And that's just one example, right?
Yeah.
The potential applications are they're vast and they're constantly evolving.
That's amazing. I mean, this is truly mind-blowing. I can't wait to see what people, you know, come up with as these tools become even more powerful and accessible.
Yeah, me too. And the best part is, you don't need to be a coding expert to explore this world. With a little bit of curiosity and a willingness to experiment, anyone can really unlock the power of, web scraping and machine learning, turning their spreadsheets into these truly intelligent data gathering machines.
That's a great point. So what will you use App Script to scrape?
Yeah, it's an exciting world out there.
Share your thoughts in the comments. We'll be back for the third and final part of our deep dive soon, where we'll wrap everything up and we'll leave you with some resources so you can continue, you know, your exploration of this amazing field. Welcome back to the deep dive. It's amazing to think we started with just like a simple spreadsheet,
I know, right?
and now we're talking about like harnessing the power of AI to analyze data
Yeah.
scraped from the web. It's pretty wild.
It has been quite a journey. Yeah. We've explored so much. Everything from building those basic scrapers to handling those logins,
Yeah.
navigating that complex HTML, and even, scaling up our projects to gather just massive amounts of data. It's been a lot.
It has.
Yeah.
And we've seen how, you know, App Script can really empower like anyone really to become like a data detective, unlocking like these insights that would have been nearly impossible to uncover manually.
Absolutely. It's a real testament to how, technology is just becoming more and more accessible, more empowering. You don't need a computer science degree to harness these really powerful tools.
That's true.
Just a little bit of curiosity and a willingness to experiment really can take you so far.
So true. Speaking of curiosity, I'm sure our listeners are ready to continue their web scraping adventures.
Oh, I bet.
What resources would you recommend for those who, you know, want to dive even deeper into the world of App Script, you know, web scraping? Where should they go?
That's a great question. I think the first stop for anyone should be the official Google Apps Script documentation.
Okay.
It's a gold mine of information. You've got those detailed explanations, tutorials, even sample code to get you started.
It's amazing how much information is just freely available.
Yeah.
Online. Sometimes I forget how lucky we are to have these resources at our fingertips. It's incredible.
Absolutely. Another great resource is the AppScript Community Forum.
Oh, yeah, the forum.
It's a fantastic place to, connect with other users, ask questions, share those experiences, and just get inspired by, what others are creating.
Community is so valuable, especially when, you're learning something new.
Yeah.
It's just great to have that supportive network to turn to, when you get stuck or just want to celebrate your successes. It's really great to have that.
For sure. And of course, there's a wealth of information available in, articles, tutorials online.
Right.
Just a simple search for web scraping with Google Apps Script will lead you to, countless resources, from those beginner-friendly guides to those that cover much more advanced techniques.
So much to explore. Any final words of wisdom for our budding web scrapers out there? What would you tell them?
I would say, don't be afraid to experiment. Try different approaches, break things, learn from your mistakes, and most importantly, have fun with it. Web scraping can be, it can be like solving a puzzle, right? And there's really nothing quite like that feeling of figuring out a tricky challenge.
I love that. It's easy to get intimidated by something new, but I think, the best way to learn is to just, jump in, get your hands dirty, and who knows, you might even discover a new passion for coding along the way.
Absolutely. And remember that the world of web scraping, it's always evolving. New tools and techniques are popping up all the time. So stay curious, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
That is a fantastic way to wrap up this deep dive. We've gone from, the basics of spreadsheets to the frontiers of AI and machine learning, and it's clear that the possibilities are just they're endless. So thanks for joining us on this journey.
It's been a pleasure exploring this exciting world with you and all of our listeners. It's been a lot of fun.
And to all our listeners out there, we encourage you to embrace your inner data explorer. Don't be afraid to experiment, be curious, and keep learning. The power to unlock the secrets of the web, it's right there in your hands. So until next time, happy scraping.